This weekend, it's the time for the 2019 Baltimore Book Festival taking place at the Baltimore Inner Harbor. This is the celebration of the literary arts that has been going on for more than two decades, and it's such a pleasure to welcome to the BookNote studio Marketing and Communications Associate Santiago Nocera. Thank you so much for coming in, Santiago. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Judith. Thank you for having me.
So I know that you are very new to Baltimore, new to the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts, but I'm sure that you know something of the history that has gone into this book festival, and it's really traveled such a distance over the two decades.
Absolutely. I mean, you said it, the fact that it's been over two decades that we've been doing this festival is just incredible, and to see the response from Baltimore, you know, everybody looks forward to it every year, and it's such a key part of the arts and the culture of Baltimore. Like you said, I'm new to Baltimore myself, but just I knew about the book festival coming in, and it's really exciting to see the excitement that builds for it, and especially for this year, which is a brand new Baltimore Book Festival.
And brand new in the sense that there's this collaboration now with the Light Festival, right?
Exactly. So it is still the Baltimore Book Festival, but we've tied it together. We've united it with our Light City Festival. That is another one of our marquee events. So we're taking two of the big ones that we have throughout the year, and they're coming together as one, 10 days of a festival that, you know, it is the literary arts, but it's also the visual arts, and we're incorporating the performing arts and the culinary arts. So it really is a festival about the arts.
Looking at the location now, I mean, in the old days, it was up at Mount Vernon. It has been down at the Inner Harbor for quite some time now. But it seems to me that the venues this time are different. So how will people be able to orient themselves for the festival?
Absolutely, yeah. So it is a little bit different, the layout that we're doing this year. I think most folks would expect it to be in the tented stages that we would normally have by the western shore of the Inner Harbor. And those will still be there, but we're expanding throughout the Inner Harbor. We're going to use the Columbus Center, so we'll have some indoor stages as well. The bookshop will be there as well. So it'll be a little bit more of an expanded region, but we'll have maps. Everything will be laid out. And if you go to brilliantbaltimore.com, you can see where everything will be. You can kind of orient yourself that way. And it is a bigger space, but that just means we can do more with it. So that's really exciting.
I know that you've had an association with the Boston Book Festival in the past. How do you think the two compare?
Oh, I think I'm a bookworm. So for me, I enjoy when we're able to celebrate the arts and the literary arts, and in a way that, you know, at the Baltimore Book Festival, it's very diverse in the fact that you can see all types of writers. You can see sci-fi, you've got romance, you've also got politics and current issues. And they're not just all panel discussions. You can have a cooking demonstration by some cookbook authors, and you can also attend a workshop to learn how to self-publish. So it's a range of things, and that's something that's really exciting.
If you want to find out more, you can go on the website, as Santiago says, that's brilliantbaltimore.com. Just click on books, that is on the left of the page. And that is the 2019 Baltimore Book Festival taking place this weekend at various venues throughout the Baltimore Inner Harbor. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the Marketing and Communications Associate from the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts, Santiago Nocera. I look forward to seeing you there. Have a great time.
Thank you, Judith. Thanks for having me.